Tell me the truth, it's really bad, right? I knew I should have come with the classic flavor. It sounded so good, like elderberry, like all sweet, and you do not have to finish. You really, really don't. Just, I can make you something else. I think I have chamomile. It's fine. You sure? Do you want some water instead? I'd offer you some coffee, but it's kind of late, so. Not to put you on the spot or anything, but I don't know, you've seemed a little quiet. Just want to make sure everything's okay. It's fine if it's just one of those days. That's totally fine. Just, I hope you know you can tell me if something is wrong. Okay. I'm sure it's not silly. If it's making you upset, then it's not silly. It's all right. What happened? Okay, is it like an online forum? Okay. So you can share anything you're working on? Like music, games, art. Got you, got you. Well, that's really exciting. Have you been working on that for long? It's really brave of you to share that. So, something that you were really passionate about and excited about got unnoticed. Even though you've been kind of interacting with. Yeah, okay. I get that. That really, really sucks. I'm sorry. I know when you put, like, when you really pour your heart into something and you just want to show it off to the world because you're so proud of it. And then what you put out there kind of gets a lukewarm or not even any kind of reaction at all. It's really hurtful. Yes. Hug time. Hate seeing you upset. I'm sorry. I know, trust me. You know, some of my interest kind of goes like, I wouldn't say unnoticed, but they're definitely pretty much unique to me. So I get what you're saying in a sense that when you find a community where people seem to be really into the same things that you are, and you get your hopes up for making new connections, and you take a really brave step to put yourself out there in that world, even if it doesn't even matter if it's online or if it's, you know, face to face or whatever kind of forum that it is. It hurts. I mean, everyone wants to feel like what they're into matters to someone. Like somebody cares about their dreams and passions, you know? Yeah. Must hurt even more if even your own family don't recognize this as something that's important to you. But I kind of felt like nobody does after this. I'm sorry. I hope you know that. And if you'd let me, I would love to see what you did. I know I can be really vulnerable. Like, for instance, I rarely let anyone see when I write something, because I just don't want anyone to tear it down. Because it hurts, right? Anything that matters a lot to you, then criticism of it becomes almost like a criticism of yourself. And then it connects to your own value. I think it's really hard to separate those things. You know, what you do from who you are. Your accomplishments from your true worth. It's not as easy as it sounds when people say that you have to separate the two. It's really difficult. It's not silly. It's not. It's completely valid. Would it help if I told you something that happened to me and that I felt a little silly about being upset over? Yeah. So, this was a long time ago, but for some reason that memory popped back. So, when I was younger, I really always wanted a pen pal. I wanted to write actual letters with someone. And even though, you know, there is text and there is Discord and there is, you know, whatever, I wanted to write actual letters because I think it's kind of a lost art in many ways. And you know, how nice is it to get something in your letterbox that isn't a bill or advertisement or sad news stories? But the one that I wanted to write with, I actually sent them a letter. And in that letter, I asked if we could send letters back and forth. And I waited for a little bit. I didn't get a response back, and I think it was like a month or so later, I asked this friend if they had gotten my letter, and they said yes. That's it. No comment, no anything. And I took it as, this person doesn't want to talk to me, doesn't want to be my friend anymore. Which wasn't true. It turned out they just didn't feel comfortable writing in letters. So, I felt really silly for being hurt, but yeah, because it wasn't really about me. You know. Sure, we didn't share this view or passion, but we could still be great friends. And I could tell them that it kind of hurt me. And, you know, we were able to move on from that. In this situation, maybe it's a little bit more complicated, but what I'm trying to say is, I don't think the reception that you got was a reflection of your work. I don't think it meant that it was bad in any way. And I don't think it meant that people don't care. You know how you sometimes just scroll so quickly and mindlessly that you end up missing things? Or you're so caught up in what you are doing yourself? Yeah. It doesn't say anything about you. And if you feel like you're putting a lot into something, a lot into what could have been a friendship, you know, you're engaging, you're commenting, you are asking questions, and you feel like you're not getting anything back in return, then that's kind of a clear indication of what the rest of that friendship would be like. you know, supposed to be a two-way street. So, maybe that's not someone that's gonna become your friend, but maybe there are other people. And by you sharing some of your passions and what you're excited about, and keep doing that, I'm sure it will inspire lots of other people that were maybe feeling too shy to do the same. So you still did something great. You still did a very brave thing, a very inspiring thing. That. I do. And if you want to, like I said, I would love to see what you did. I'm not just saying that, because I want to learn more about you. Just know you better. I know you really well in some aspects, but I like learning new things too. Finding these new sides of you. It just grows my love for you. It really does. I love that smile. Do you want to stay here tonight? No pressure, of course, just I really miss you when you're not here. Yeah.